Hi, and welcome to the May 8th edition of the NWR News Digest. Once again, if you can come up with a better name, let us know by emailing us at connectivity@nintendoreport.com. With me for this segment, I'm your host, Neil Ronahan, and with me is Don Koopman from Europe.
From the Europes.
Yes, the mad Europes, man.
Yeah, the only Europes guy, basically, now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a few other people, but we did lose. I guess we'll take this time, as it's now public knowledge, that Greg Leahy is leaving RFN, so our podcasts are about to get a little less European, and I guess that's sad.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about the news here, and to kick it off, there's this crazy rumor going around that Retro Studios is going to be working on a new Star Fox game, I would assume for Wii U, but it wouldn't be coming out this year, it would be coming out sometime in 2013. However, it seems like the rumor kind of is it's like a friend of a friend found out about it, so it doesn't seem super reliable. But there was something, I believe, in an old issue of Official Nintendo Magazine that teased something about, you know, Retro doing something with guys with barrel rolls, which kind of substantiates that Star Fox rumor a little bit. What do you think about that?
You know, you always think about rumors and think to yourself, is this actually going to happen or not? And it seems actually plausible that Retro would work on Star Fox. But the thing is, we haven't done anything relevant with Star Fox in quite some time now. And the only thing that really came out...
Star Fox 64 3D. Oh, yeah. That happened last year.
I was just mentioning that. It was that's the last thing I played the hell out of that. And I was like, I want a new Star Fox again.
I mean,
please.
Maybe they heard what we
want. Hopefully it is Retro who's working on this, and it would make sense considering what else would they be doing.
Well, my
Mario
theory
Kart.
With that, I don't know if you've heard me mention that. I know I've mentioned it on Connectivity a few times. I think they're working on a Zelda game for Wii U. Miyamoto did that tease, and Miyamoto's the kind of that will be like, I think that'd be cool if that happened, and then it does happen, or it has already happened, and he's just teasing it. I mean, there's the whole, you know, we mentioned he got a cat. And then, you know, there was all the guffaws about the fact that when they finally revealed Nintendogs plus cats, they were amazed that no one guessed it because Miyamoto just spelled it out, like, the year before. So Miyamoto making that comment about how he thinks that Retro would be a good fit for Zelda kind of, I mean, that makes me feel like Retro's working on a Zelda game, likely for Wii U, I would say coming out earliest end of the year 2013. And I also think you kind of reminded me by bringing up what Star Fox has done for us recently, is that I'd rather see Q Games make a new Star Fox game, because you got Dylan Cuthbert, who worked on the original, and has pretty much worked on every game in the series, I guess, except for Assault, and I don't think he didn't do anything for Star Fox 64, although he did, you know, completely redo it for 3DS last year.
Yeah, and I think their team has definitely some experience now with working on that stuff.
In all honesty, I'd be fine with a new Star Fox game on 3DS if Dylan Cuthbert and Q Games were behind it.
Definitely, I would say day one.
I would be there with
bells on. I'll give you my money.
That's kind of a little more interesting to me than a Wii U Star Fox game. I would rather see Retro do something other than Star Fox, but that's just me. I think, you know, people probably want that big, bombastic, cinematic Star Fox experience, which I don't think that necessarily has to be on Wii U to be done. Kid Icarus kind of proved that big cinematic experience can happen on a handheld.
Definitely. Although, again, we had talked about this before. I have some more issues with Kid Icarus, but people can listen to that to the year one segment.
So the other bit of news that we have, and I mean, going back to the Retro thing, we will, I think, definitely find out what they're doing at E3. I'd be shocked if we don't.
Which will be both be there.
Yes, we will be able to high five if they announce something that we are both excited for. I hope.
I hope so too.
The next bit of news might also get revealed at E3, as with the majority of the news that we're probably going to discuss on this segment, or these segments for the next few weeks. There might be a new Resident Evil 3DS game coming out at the end of this year. The name is ridiculous. It's tentatively called Resident Evil Degeneration Damnation Downfall 3D, which I guess they're playing up the whole 3D aspect of it by having three subtitles that start with D, kind of like Dream Drop Distance with Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah, I was almost going to say they're going to give Kingdom Hearts 3D a go for its money.
Yeah. But what this game supposedly is it'll have the Resident Evil Degeneration, Resident Evil Damnation, the two CG movies. Mm-hmm. Degeneration, I believe, came out like 2 or 3 years ago, and Damnation is coming out this fall. And then it'll come with Downfall, which is something starring Claire Redfield that basically shows the downfall of humanity, and it takes place between Resident Evil 5 and 6.
I really wish for a Claire Redfield game, but it's very unsure if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that the likelihood of this isn't that... I don't think it's that crazy. I think the end of 2012 might be crazy. I would say more, maybe even, like... I still think even a year after Revelations would be crazy, personally. Although you do need to take into account that Revelations came out a little earlier in Japan, so that team has had a little more time to work on a follow-up.
Well, not really. It came out in the same week in Japan and Europe, I think. And
oh, wait, really?
Yeah, two weeks later in North America.
I thought it came out, like, in December.
No.
Oh, okay. You know what? Mercenaries came out earlier in Japan compared to the other regions. That's what I'm getting a little confused about. But I think it's likely that this could exist, because I think Revelations was a pretty damn good seller for them, and Capcom's had a lot of bad luck with some of their HD games, actually. Operation Raccoon City was widely panned, and then Asura's Wrath, which I guess you can't really have too high expectations for that, but that didn't really sell up to par.
I played Asura's Wrath. I loved it.
It's really cool, but I also heard it didn't really sell too many copies. But yeah, I mean, well, I guess we'll see if that's going to happen probably in a couple weeks at E3.
Possibly.
Blockbuster UK had a kind of ridiculous, I guess, speculative thing happen recently. They listed 25 games on their computer system as Wii U launch titles. The list seems mostly plausible. It's a lot of games that we already knew about. You know, Assassin's Creed, Arkham City, Aliens Colonial Marines, Darksiders 2, you know, a new Just Dance game, Killer Freaks, Pikmin. But then there's the stuff like Shield Pose and just a game called Zombie. It's almost assuredly that this is just a speculative list made by Blockbuster.
Yeah, this actually confirmed that it was a speculative list, I think, just recently. But it's clearly that they're following the trends around Wii U, which is never a bad thing, I suppose.
Yeah, and I don't think it'll honestly be that far off, although I think there will be a couple marquee games that we haven't heard about yet.
Oh, yeah.
I would hope, at least. And the other interesting news that's happened recently is Shigeru Miyamoto commented about, he commented on the Vita and said that it needs more games. In an interview with Edge Magazine, I'll pick apart some of the quotes that he said. "It's obviously a very high-spec machine, and you can do lots of things with it, but I don't really see the combination of software and hardware that really makes a very strong product. When we launched the 3DS hardware, we didn't have Mario 3D Land, we didn't have Mario Kart 7, we didn't have Kid Icarus," Miyamoto said. "We were striving to have all of these things ready for launch, but we weren't able to deliver them at that time." And he goes on to further say that they were kind of hoping that people would buy into the product and find the hardware promising, but when Miyamoto looks back, you know, he realizes that key software was missing. And he basically says that, you know, the Vita's doing the same thing. That's really all there is that basically if you saw all the issues that happened with 3DS last year, Vita is doing the exact same thing. And it's kind of funny that Nintendo has this great hubris about their failures last year. Just, you know, the company as a whole, with what Iwata said during all the investors' Q&A, and what's Miyamoto saying about the Vita now. Because this is really, you know, this is the pot calling the kettle black when Miyamoto makes this comment. But he also admits that, hey, we messed up, but they're also messing up, and we did it first. So, like, come on.
The interesting thing with the Vita right now, in Japan back, like, last year, there was still, like, good software coming out. You already had Tales of the Abyss and stuff.
Yeah.
But if you look at the Vita right now, absolutely nothing is coming out in one of the regions.
Yeah.
And, like, only, like, in the near future, it's only Persona 4 and the Metal Gear Solid HD Collection in Japan?
Well, I mean, then you have the new Resistance game in Gravity Rush coming out within the month in North America and Europe, I believe.
But there's
nothing known past, like, June. I guess Persona 4, which was announced last week, is the only game that's kind of confirmed to exist. Which, I assume that means that Sony's going to blow the doors down at E3, but, I mean, you look back to the 3DS last year, at least you knew Zelda was coming soon. You had that Star Fox game, you had Mario 3D Land, you had Mario Kart 7, you had Kid Icarus. Those were all known. And that's what Miyamoto's saying, is that, like, you know, we may have messed up, but at least we let people know that, yes, by the end of the year, you're going to hopefully be playing all these games.
It was, like, around GDC that we knew, well, Mario is coming at least, so that's a positive thing.
Yeah.
But it's now Sony must get off their butt and do something with it.
All right, well, we've got some other story. XSEED had an event last week. Actually, XSEED announced two Vita games, but we won't talk about them further. It's just two other games that do exist for the system.
Yeah.
But XSEED did show off The Last Story in North America, which they're bringing here. And they also showed off Unchained Blades, which is coming out on eShop, and also, I think, Vita as well. I think that's coming out within the next month or two, so that's kind of exciting.
Mm-hmm.
But The Last Story might have a limited edition. And I know in Europe there was some sort of limited edition that came out, right?
Yeah, I have it next to my office here, next to my game stack. It's basically like a steel box and something that is called, let me put up the name here, Elements of the Last Story, which contained like a small soundtrack and an illustrations book.
Cool. I think if we did get a limited edition, it would probably be that.
Yeah, it's basically taking it over from Nintendo of Europe's design, I guess.
Yeah. But yeah, XSEED basically said they're looking into it, but they can't confirm it yet. And they're also not sure what the exact release date will be. Retailers are saying July 10th, but mm-hmm. XSEED directly commented on the fact that that retailer July 10th date is just a placeholder. And they're shooting for July, but it might get pushed back to August. Yeah. I mean, I have to say I'm a little disappointed. I was kind of hoping to be playing The Last Story when I got back from E3, but it looks like I'll have to wait a month or two longer.
The thing is with The Last Story, I like The Last Story, but I still think that Xenoblade is a better game.
That's what I'm kind of hearing more. I mean, I've been diving into Xenoblade, but it seems like The Last Story is kind of second fiddle, or maybe even third if Pandora's Tower is as good as some people might say.
Yeah, but the thing is, The Last Story has a very promising start, but it kind of slows down towards the end, and it really drags then.
So yeah, I mean, we'll see when that comes out. I'm excited to see that, and maybe we'll be getting Pandora's Tower in North America as well. Who knows?
Or Fatal Frame 2.
Yeah, which, once again, who knows? But Europe is getting yet another game before North America. Art of Balanced Touch is coming out on the eShop, Shinen. It's coming out in Europe on this Thursday, May 10th.
That's not correct. I think it's coming by the end of this month.
Oh, okay. I thought I had a set date. Then it's coming out later.
It's May. It's May 24th.
Oh,
it's
okay.
So the same day as Mario Tennis Open.
My error in the notes. It's coming out in 2 weeks, on May 24th in Europe.
Yeah.
VVVVVV is coming out in Europe this week. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
But it's coming out. Art of Balanced Touch is coming out in North America in early June. And as someone who kind of enjoyed that WiiWare demo when I played it, I'm excited to have this on my 3DS.
It is one of my favorite WiiWare games next to the BitTrip series.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it seems like a really good fit for the system.
Yeah, and they have promised more content in there in the trailer that was there.
Yeah, but you can watch that trailer up on the website. We have two news stories about the game, talking about the European and North American release. So if you're curious about it, you can go check that out.
Or go to the UK Nintendo channel.
Yeah.
If you live in Europe. Because basically they always put up the stuff for the downloads like 2 weeks beforehand when they announce it, the official release dates in Japan, give them to Europe and put them on the Nintendo channel. Which is a weird system.
Yeah. But that just about does it for this episode of News Digest. We'll be coming back your way either Thursday or Friday, depending on when our editing schedule works. And during that time, I may or may not be talking about Mario Tennis Open. I've been playing the review copy now, but due to the kind of onslaught of news, we didn't get a chance to talk about it. But look forward to that on Thursday, as I will be talking way more about the game, and you might even be reading my review before you hear that episode. But regardless, we'll be talking Mario Tennis Open. It's pretty good, but it really is missing the RPG mode.
I don't really miss the RPG mode, to be really honest with you.
Well, I look forward to hearing your opinion more when we can talk about it more once everyone's playing it. All right, see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.